Welcome to Zikud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldhar and Dir Maseches Gittin Daf Chav Beis. The second parakha may we get. The Zikud Maseches Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zecha Nishmas Chaya Hadas Basender. So the few topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara discusses various laws of Kinyan as they apply to perforated pots. If a person owned vegetables growing in someone else's perforated pot and he purchased the pot, once he drew the pot near, he acquired the pot with Mashiach, which can acquire portable items. But if the owner of the pot purchased the vegetables, he does not acquire them until he makes a chazakah on the vegetables. Since they're considered attached to the ground through the perforations, they require a kinyan of a chazakah like any karka, such as weeding or hoeing. If one person owned both and sold them, then a chazakah made on the vegetables would acquire even the pot, because movable property can be acquired along with karka. However, a chazakah on the pot would not even acquire the pot, since it's movable property, which cannot be acquired with chazakah. Point number two, the Gemara discusses the laws of Meisr as applies to perforated pots. Nikva ba'aretz v'nofa b'chutz ha'aretz. If the pot's perforation is in Eretz Yisrael and its branch extends into foreign land, Abai says, basa nikva azgun, we follow its perforation regarding Meisr, and since it's growing in Eretz Yisrael, it's obligated in Meisr. Rava says, basa nofa azgun, we follow its branch regarding Meisr, so this plant is exempt from Meisr. The Gemara clarifies, b'da'ashush kuliyamu l'pligi. If it took root in the ground of Eretz Yisrael, no one argues, and it's obligated in Meisr since it's physically rooted in Eretz Yisrael. The argument is b'da'ashush, where it did not take root. This assertion that everyone agrees that the plant's principal nourishment comes from the ground where its roots have grown is challenged from a Mishnah in Bava Metzia. Shtei ganu zo al gav zo b'yerek ben esayim. Two gardens, one above the other, and vegetables grow on the vertical wall between them. Reb Meir says they belong to the upper garden's owner, but Reb Yudit holds they belong to the lower garden's owner, even though they are rooted in the upper garden. The Gemara answers that Reb Yudit explains his reasoning differently. Ma'im yirtza atachnun l'malas es ginasu afar en kan yarek. If the lower garden's owner would want to fill his garden with earth, thereby leveling the two gardens, there'd be no vegetables. His allowing them to exist is what makes them his. And point number three, the Tanakh of the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Alf on Beis taught that a get cannot be written on an erased or unfinished parchment because it can be forged, but the Chumim say it's valid. The Gemara explains that the Chumim is Rabbi Elazar, who holds Edim Asiri Karti. The witnesses to the delivery enable the get to sever the marriage. Those Edim who must testify to the delivery before she can marry will realize if the get has been altered. Two disputes are recorded about the extent of this ruling. Number one, Belazar the Amora said that it can only be relied on if she presents the get on the day it was given. But afterwards, Chayshinin Dilma Havi Beit Tanav Ziyafte, we are concerned that the get had a condition attached and she forged it to remove the condition. Since time elapsed from the divorce, the Edim may not recall the condition. But Rabbi Yochanan says she can present the get for up to 10 days, and we assume the Edim would recall any conditions attached to the get. Number two, Rabbi Elazar the Amora also said that the Tana of Rabbi Elazar only validated erasable gittin. Other documents, such as those typically used for collection, cannot be written on erasable materials because such documents must be usable for the long term. As it says, "Unasatim klicharis l'man ya'amdu yamim rabim." You shall place them in an earthen vessel so they will last for many days. Rabbi Yochanan disagreed and explained that the pasuk is merely giving good advice, but not teaching a requirement, and these erasable materials are valid even by other documents. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Gemara discusses various laws of Kinyan as they apply to perforated pots. If a person owned vegetables growing in someone else's perforated pot, and he purchased the pot, once he drew the pot near, he acquired the pot with Mashiach, which can acquire portable items. But if the owner of the pot purchased the vegetables, he does not acquire them until he makes a chazakah on the vegetables. Since they're considered attached to the ground through the perforations, they require a kinyan of a chazakah like any karka, such as weeding or hoeing. If one person owned both and sold them, then a chazakah made on the vegetables would acquire even the pot, because movable property can be acquired along with karka. However, a chazakah on the pot would not even acquire the pot, since it's movable property, which cannot be acquired with chazakah. Point number two, the Gemara discusses the laws of Meisr as applies to perforated pots. Nikva ba'aretz v'nofa b'chutz ha'aretz. If the pot's perforation is in Eretz Yisrael and its branch extends into foreign land, Abai says basa nikva azgun, we follow its perforation regarding Meisr, and since it's growing in Eretz Yisrael, it's obligated in Meisr. Rava says basa nofa azgun, we follow its branch regarding Meisr, so this plant is exempt from Meisr. The Gemara clarifies, b'da'ashush kuliyamu l'pligi. If it took root in the ground of Eretz Yisrael, no one argues, and it's obligated in Meisr since it's physically rooted in Eretz Yisrael. The argument is b'da'ashush, where it did not take root. This assertion that everyone agrees that the plant's principal nourishment comes from the ground where its roots have grown is challenged from a Mishnah in Bava Metzia. Shtei ganu zo al gav zo v'yerek ben esayim, two gardens, one above the other, and vegetables grow on the vertical wall between them. Reb Meir says they belong to the upper garden's owner, but Reb Yudit holds they belong to the lower garden's owner even though they are rooted in the upper garden. The Gemara answers that Reb Yudit explains his reasoning differently. Ma'im yirtza atachnum l'malas es ginaso afar en kan yarek. If the lower garden's owner would want to fill his garden with earth, thereby leveling the two gardens, there'd be no vegetables. His allowing them to exist is what makes them his. And pointing with you, the Tanakhama of the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Alf on Ubeisa taught that a get cannot be written on an erased or unfinished parchment because it can be forged, but the Chachamim say it's valid. The Gemara explains that the Chachamim is Rabbi Elazar who holds Edim Asiri Karti. The witnesses to the delivery enable the get to sever the marriage. Those Edim who must testify to the delivery before she can marry will realize if the get has been altered. Two disputes are recorded about the extent of this ruling. Number one, Belazar the Amora said that it can only be relied on if she presents the get on the day it was given. But afterwards, Chayshinin Dilma Havi Beit Tanai V'ziyafte, we are concerned that the get had a condition attached and she forged it to remove the condition. Since time elapsed from the divorce, the Edim may not recall the condition. But Rabbi Yochanan says she can present the get for up to 10 days, and we assume the Edim would recall any conditions attached to the get. Number two, Rabbi Elazar the Amora also said that the Tana of Rabbi Elazar only validated erasable gittin. Other documents, such as those typically used for collection, cannot be written on erasable materials because such documents must be usable for the long term. As it says, "Unasatim klicharis l'man ya'amdu yamim rabim." You shall place them in an earthen vessel so they will last for many days. Rabbi Yochanan disagreed and explained that the pasuk is merely giving good advice, but not teaching a requirement, and these erasable materials are valid even by other documents. All right, so now we go to our siman daf chav beis, and our standard siman is a cab, a taxi cab. So here goes. The driver from the Green Gittin Cab Company, who was waiting patiently to pick up a passenger doing a chazaka to purchase some vegetables that were in his perforated pot, which was right next to another pot, whose perforation was in Eretz Yisrael, but the plant's branches were in Chutz La'aretz, was approached by a frantic woman with a get written on erased parchment, who need to get to basin quickly and present it on the same day. It was given. Once again, slow motion. The driver from the Green Gittin Cab Company, cab, that must be more duff. Chabez. The driver from the Green Gittin Cab Company, who was waiting patiently to pick up a passenger doing a chazaka to purchase some vegetables that were in his perforated pot, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses various laws of Kenyan as they apply to perforated pots. If a person owned vegetables growing in someone else's perforated pot, and he purchased the pot, Kevin Shemasha Kana, once he drew the pot near, he acquired the pot with Meshicha, which can acquire portable items. But if the owner of the pot purchased the vegetables, well, Kana Achiyakzik was wrong. He does not acquire them until he makes a chazaka on the vegetables. Since they're considered attached to the ground through the perforations, they require a kinyan of chazaka like any karka, such as weeding or hoeing. So, the driver from the Green Gittin Cab Company, who was waiting patiently to pick up a passenger doing a chazaka to purchase some vegetables that were in his perforated pot, which was right next to another pot, whose perforation was in Eretz Yisrael, but the plant's branches were in Chutz La'aretz, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the laws of Meiser as applies to perforated pots. If the pot's perforation was in Eretz Yisrael, and its branch extends into foreign land, Abaye says, Basa Nikvo Azlinan. We follow its perforation regarding Meiser, and since it's growing in Eretz Yisrael, it's obligated in Meiser. Rava says, Basa Nofo Azlinan. We follow the branch regarding Meiser. So this plant is exempt from Meiser. The Gemara clarifies that if it took root in the ground of Eretz Yisrael, no one argues, and it is Chayv and Meiser since it's physically rooted in Eretz Yisrael. Their argument is B'dilo Ashrush, where it did not take root. So the driver from the Green Gittin Cab Company, who was waiting patiently to pick up a passenger doing a chazaka to purchase some vegetables that were in his perforated pot, which was right next to another pot, whose perforation was in Eretz Yisrael, but the plant's branch was in Chutz La'aretz, was approached by a frantic woman with a get written on erased parchment who need to get to Beis Din quickly and present it on the same day. It was given, which reminds us, the Tanakhama on the Mishnah Daf Chaf Alf Amud Beis taught that a get cannot be written on erased or unfinished parchment because it can be forged. But the Chachamim say it's valid. The Gemara explains that the Chachamim is Rabbi Elazar who holds Edim Asira Karti. The witnesses to the delivery enable the get to sever the marriage. Those witnesses who must testify to the delivery before she can marry will realize if the get has been altered. Two disputes are recorded about the extent of this ruling. The first being that Rabbi Elazar the Amora said that it can only be relied on if she presents the get on the same day it was given. But afterwards, we are concerned the get had a condition attached, and she forged it to remove the condition. Since time elapsed from the divorce, the witnesses may not recall the condition. But Rabbi Yochanan says she can present the get for up to 10 days, and we assume the witnesses would recall any conditions attached to the get. So once again, the driver from the green Gittin cab company was waiting patiently to pick up a passenger, doing a chazak to purchase some vegetables that were in his perforated pot, which was right next to another pot whose perforation was in Eretz Yisrael, but the plant's branch was in Chutz La'aretz, was approached by a frantic woman with a get written on erased parchment, who needed to get to Beis Din quickly and present it on the same day. It was given. All right, so now it's time for four blah blah chazara. Daf Yud Ches. So the simmer Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah because Ben Yud Ches a chuppah. So here goes. It was a heartbreaking scene under the green chuppah. Chuppah, that must mean we're on Daf Yud Ches. It was a heartbreaking scene under the green chuppah when the kal accepted a partial payment of a ksuba, acknowledging that the rest could be canceled by Shemitah. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Me'emasai ksuba meshemetis, from when is a ksuba like an ordinary obligation to be canceled by Shemitah? Rav says, Meshetivkom v'tsiskov, from when she receives partial payment and establishes the balance as a loan. Receiving payment indicates she's ready to collect a ksuba, and establishing the balance as a loan reduces it from an obligation imposed by Basin, which is exempt from Shemitah cancellation, to an ordinary obligation. Shmuel says, either when she receives partial payment, or if she established it as a loan, even if she did not receive partial payment. So, it was a heartbreaking scene under the green chuppah when the kal accepted the partial payment of her ksuba, acknowledging the rest could be canceled by Shemitah. The ksuba having been written by day and signed by night like a maisa basin, which reminds us, Shmuel said, ksuba ka maisa basin damya. A ksuba is like an obligation imposed by an act of basin. Ma maisa basin nichtavim biyom nechtavim b'layla, just as an act of basin may be written by day and signed by night and is not considered predated because their verdict takes effect with its writing even before it's signed. Af ksuba nichtavis biyom nechtamas b'layla. So too a ksuba may be written by day and signed by night and is not considered predated because the obligation takes effect at the time of its writing. So, it was a heartbreaking scene under the green chuppah when the kal accepted a partial payment of her ksuba, acknowledging that the rest could be canceled by Shemitah. The ksuba having been written by day and signed by night like a maisa basin. After the chassan instructed 10 people to write a get for his wife. Which reminds us, if one said to 10 people, Kisvu geli ishti, write a get for my wife, and instructed all of them explicitly to sign, as the Gemara later explains, Rav Yochanan says, Shnai mishum edim v'kum mishum tanai. Two sign as edim, and the rest sign as a condition attached to his writing. In order to publicly humiliate her, he stipulated that 10 people must sign it. Rish Lakish says, Kul mishum edim, all of them sign as witnesses. The Gemara brings two nafkaminas for the Melchokas. Daf Yud Tes, so the simmer Daf Yud Tes is a yacht. So here goes. The participants on the green Gittin signing tutorial yacht, that must be one Daf Yud Tes. The participants on the green Gittin signing tutorial yacht, whose yacht name had been written in black ink over red ink, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses writing on top of writing regarding Shabbos and a get, and the difference between writing black ink over red ink versus red ink over black ink. So the participants on the green Gittin signing tutorial yacht, whose yacht name had been written in black ink over red ink, who practiced writing their names using etchings and tracing over lead and spit, which reminds us, the Gemara brings options for Edim who do not know how to sign their names on a get, such as etching, tracing over lead, or even spit. The Gemara notes that this leniency was only allowed for Gittin to protect women from becoming agunos, but not for any other documents. So the participants on the green Gittin signing tutorial yacht, whose yacht name had been written in black ink over red ink, who practiced writing their names using etchings and tracing over lead and spit, were fascinated when the instructor showed them what appeared to be a blank paper, which was a get that had been written with gallnut juice, which reminds us, Shmuel said, Nasala nir chalak, if one gave his wife what appeared to be blank paper, and he said to her, here's your get, she's divorced because we suspect that he wrote it with gallnut juice, which was subsequently absorbed into the paper. The Gemara concludes that Shmuel only meant that there's a concern she's divorced and therefore forbidden to a kohen when her husband dies, but it's uncertain. Daf Chaf, so the simmer Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. The patrons at the Green Gate Cafe, that must mean we're on Daf Chaf. The patrons at the Green Gate Cafe who were annoyed from the noise coming from a husband having a get engraved, which is invalid, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, the pasuk says, V'kosov, and he shall write, referring to a get, below chakak, which implies that he shall not engrave one. The Gemara clarifies, hadachak tochos, engraving is invalid, where he engraved the spaces inside and around the letters, leaving the shapes of the letters raised indirectly, which is not considered writing. Whereas engraving is considered valid writing, where one engraved the legs of the letters themselves into a board. So the patrons at the Green Cat Cafe who were annoyed from the noise coming from a husband having a get engraved, which is invalid, and disgusted by the cheap husband who told his wife, here's your get on condition you return the paper to me, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, if one says to his wife, here's your get, but the paper remains mine, Ena Magaresha, she's not divorced. Since he didn't give her the paper, the letters are left without a service. Almanasha Takaziri li as a niyar. But if he says, here's again on condition you return the paper to me, Arza Magaresha, she is divorced, provided she eventually returns the paper, because a gift which is conditional on its return is a legitimate gift. So the patrons at the Green Gat Cafe, who are annoyed from the noise coming from a husband having a get engraved, which is invalid, and disgusted by the cheap husband who told his wife, here's your get on condition you return the paper to me, didn't know what to make of the woman who walked in with her husband's slave that had her get tattooed on his hand, which reminds us. Rami Bar Chama asked, if it was known that a particular slave was the husband's, the get kasav al yado, and a get is written on his hand, and later he's produced by the wife, and she claims he was given to her as a divorce, what is the lacha? Do we assume he was given to her since he's in her possession, or might he have gone to her voluntarily? The one resolves Rami Bar Chama's question based on Reish Lakish's statement, Hagodros ein lehen chazaka. Animals do not have the law of chazaka, that possession of them demonstrates ownership since they are mobile. Regarding the slave as well, since he's mobile, we could not assume he was given to her just because he's in her possession. Dav Chafalv. So the Siman Dav Chafalv is a car because people from Boston pronounce car ka. So here goes. The husband in the green race car, ka. That must be more Dav Chafalv. The husband in the green race car who gave his wife a shtar matana for the slave tied up in the back seat who was holding her get. Which reminds us, Rav has said that if a husband wrote a get for his wife and placed it in the slave's hand, and he wrote her a shtar matana for the slave and gave it to her, she acquires the slave and is divorced with the get. Through the slave becoming her property, she can simultaneously acquire the get through the kinyan of chatzar. The Gemara clarifies that this is not a case of a chatzar mahaleches, a mobile courtyard, which cannot be used for acquisition, since it's not like an ordinary courtyard, because this is a case bekafus, where the slave is bound and cannot walk, and qualifies as a chatzar for kinyanim. So the husband in the green race car, who gave his wife a shtar matana for the slave tied up in the back seat who was holding her get, and was rebuffed by his wife because the kinyan chatzar must be able to work bal korcha, just like her hand does, which reminds us of by challenge Rava's two rulings, which validate a get given through gifting a chatzar. Since the law of chatzar to receive her get is derived from the word yada, her hand, it must resemble her hand. Just as her hand acquires the get whether with her das or against her will, so too the chatzar must be able to acquire the get with her consent or against her will. But since a chatzar given as a gift requires her consent, since she can refuse the gift, it should not qualify to transfer a get. So the husband in the green race car who gave his wife a shtar matana for the slave tied up in the back seat who was holding her get and was rebuffed by his wife because the kinyan chatzar must be able to work bal korcha, just like her hand does, pulled up to the tree at the finish line to have her get written on it, leaving a blank space for the makom ha'torah to be filled in after it gets detached. Which reminds us, the next mission states, in Kosvin, the Mechubar Lekark, we do not write a get on something attached to the ground, since giving her the get would require cutting between the writing and giving. If he wrote it on something attached, then detached it, completed and gave it to her, it's valid. Rav Yehuda says, it's only valid if both the writing and signing were done on something detached. Now, although the first clause of the mission implies that no writing can be done on an attached item, and the second clause rules that it's valid, the Gemara explains, v'hu shishir makom ha'torah. It's provided that he left a blank space for the torah, the critical writing of the get until after it was detached. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we discuss options for Adim who do not know how to sign their names, such as etching and tracing over lead or spit? That's on Duff. Your test. Good. Number two, which stuff do we want a ksuba is like a maisa basin and can be written during the day and signed at night? That's on Duff. Yudches. Good. Number three, which of the when the Rebbe Lazar holds that a get written on erased or unfinished paper must be presented in basin on the day it was given? That's on Dav. Chabez. Good. Number four, which stuff did we learn that we do not write a get on what is Mechubar Lekarka, but if one did, they must leave the Makom ha'torah to be filled in after it was detached? That's on Dav. Chavalav. Good. Number five, which stuff do we learn engraving a get where one engraves the spaces inside and around the letters, leaving the shapes of the letters raised indirectly, is invalid? That's on Duff. Chav. Good. Number six, which stuff we have a case where a husband gave his wife a shtar matana for a tied up eved who was holding her get in his hand? That's on Duff. Chavalav. Good. Number seven, which of the one that one needs to make a chazak on vegetables he wants to purchase that are in his perforated pot? That's on Duff. Chavbez. Good. Number eight, which stuff we have a case where a man gave his wife a get on what seems to be blank paper? That's on Duff. Your test. Good. Number nine, which stuff do we have a chazak is whether a plant in a perforated pot that's in Eretz Yisrael but its branch is in Chutzlarts is chayv and maisrus? That's on Duff. Chabez. Good. And number 10, which of the one that just as a woman's hand acquires with and without her consent, so too a Kinyan Chatzer must acquire with and without her consent. That's on Daf. Chavalav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhorn Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.